Do we expect Jesus anytime? And here's the actual question. Would a postmillennialist, now bear in mind, postmillennialism believes that the kingdom of Jesus returns after the millennium. And now amillennialists believe that too. Amillennialism is a form of postmillennialism. But postmillennialism holds that Christ will return after a golden age, which has the effect of more or less, mainly more, the kingdom of God covering the earth. And so the world is evangelized, the world is Christianized. There is a, so amillennialism says that the 1,000 years of Revelation 20 is the entire church age. That is correct. Postmillennialism says, no, it's only this time that's still future to us where Christians win and we take over the culture and then Christ comes and we hand the kingdom over to him. That, and I'm very hostile to postmillennialism. And the reason I'm hostile to it is it directs us not towards the preaching of the gospel, which is the mission Jesus has given it to us. It directs us to Christian cultural conquest. And those are very different things. Very different things. Our blessed hope is not a golden age. It's the second coming. So it does not seem possible under a postmillennial view. Again, Christ returns after the kingdom of God has covered the earth in the golden age. Well, unless you're going to argue that the golden age has happened, and right now we're not living at a time where that is likely, it's hard to argue that. And there's a variety of views, of course, about, you know, what the golden age would look like. And so under a postmillennial scheme, no, Jesus would not be expected to come back imminently. Now, there's at other times in history. I mean, Luther, you know, with the Reformation, and they did have a cultural and geographic, you know, isolation. Luther thought that was the golden age, you know. So there's been times, and certainly, you know, most of the Puritans who came to America were post-millennial. They established America, and they thought that was the golden age, and that's kind of a bad argument. But principally, under post-millennialism, unless you think that we're in the golden age, and I don't think anybody's going to argue that right now, then Jesus can't come back. Now, the New Testament does tell Christians to expect an imminent second coming of Christ. Surely I am coming soon, he says. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Maranatha, that's how the Bible ends. However, in 2 Thessalonians 2, we read, this is Paul, that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction. So the 2 Thessalonians 2 tells us that before the second coming of Christ, there will be the Antichrist and there will be the great apostasy of the church, the institutional church, and Satan, you know, the Antichrist will reign in the church. And he says that Christ's return will not come until that happens. So where does that leave us? Well, I think we need to remember that, I mean, even Jesus says no one knows the day or the hour. So I think that it causes us to have kind of a loose grip on all predictions and all of these things. I remember Harold Camping. Who remembers Harold Camping in Family Radio? And I was driving down the Pennsylvania Turnpike, the Jersey Turnpike to go see Sharon. We were engaged. And a caller goes, you know, brother, Jesus says you will not know the day or the hour. And he says, I'm not predicting the day or the hour. I'm predicting the month and the year. And I'm going, I think that you've lost the thread on that. I mean, and his numerous versions of that proved to be wrong. So I think we're going to have a general, you know, the Lord has not been pleased, reveal it to us. And I think we're to have an attitude looking out the window going, oh, could today be the day? And yet I think we have to take Paul very seriously in 2 Thessalonians 2. And it does, and he states very clearly that before Christ returns, there will be the worldwide apostasy of the institutional church, and there will be the Antichrist. That those things not having come, it does not seem that Christ's return would be that imminent. So I'm sorry if that's frustrating, but that's just the biblical data. I think we should have an attitude. I was in my patio several years ago, and there was a crazy, some lights in the sky. I don't know what it was. And I was pleased that my first thought was, oh, tonight could be the night. Wouldn't that be great? And I think that should be our attitude. And yet if you ask me, I go, well, actually the Bible says, and I'm quoting it here, that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction. And there's a number of verses that are very interesting there. It's the apostasy of the church and the Antichrist. That it would seem that unless those things have happened, well, the Bible says Jesus would not have come. So that's how we're going to have to deal with some of these things and say, well, here's the attitude and here's the data. We got to put them together.